This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, as we're going to be talking about the 2014 Sioux Falls Municipal Band and their concert schedule coming up, celebrating 95 years with Heidel Nettestedt, who is the principal cornet, and Mr. Christopher Hill, the conductor, who, by the way, you do also play clarinet in the Baltimore Orchestra. Are you going to be doing that this summer, too?
Yes, actually, I'm going to miss one Sunday of concerts because I'm going to be playing in the Baltimore Symphony. Also, of course, playing the South Dakota Symphony. But this summer, I was asked to play a week's worth of concerts again with the Baltimore Symphony. I've done that. I think it's my 10th week this season so far.
Well, you've soloed with not only the Sioux Falls Municipal Band, the South Dakota Symphony, and you played at the White House with the Blauenberg Band, yes. Okay. Internationally with artists like Glenn Campbell, the Moody Blues, which we've talked about in previous years, about Mannheim Steamroller, the Canadian Brass, Ray Charles, Lee Greenwood, Don McLean, and Bobby McFerrin. So you got a lot of autographs. who was in the White House back then?
George Bush.
George Bush.
The elder.
Okay. Now, did he say anything about your clarinet playing at all, or?
No, I didn't get a chance to speak to him then. I did meet him a few years later. He came to a performance of the Carousel National Tour that I was involved in. He came to one of our performances, and I got to shake his hand and Barbara Bush's hand, you know, his wife, and it was a highlight of my career.
Well, now, you played with the New Sousa Band, the Carousel National Tour. You just mentioned the Evita World Tour, Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, the modern one, and the Philadelphia Orchestra, and also twice performed at the International Clarinet Convention, Clairefest. I didn't know they had a clarinet convention. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, they have them for almost every instrument. The Clarinet Festival, one time I got a chance to play in Tokyo. That was a nice long trip. And then the next time, it was a little bit closer to home, Lincoln, Nebraska, at the University of Nebraska.
Well, Tyler, is there a convention for cornet players, too?
There is. They have the International Trumpet Guild. I'm not sure where they hold that every year, but that's where all the trumpet players come together for one big hurrah and do a bunch of concerts and performances.
Are you a Sioux Falls native?
I'm originally from Brandon. Okay. I graduated from Brandon High School in 2003.
So did at that time when you were playing in the Brandon Orchestra, did you think that you'd be playing in the Sioux Falls Municipal Band in the future?
You know, I probably didn't even know about the Sioux Falls Municipal Band when I was in high school. I was introduced to the band when I went to college. A friend of mine was playing in the band, and he recommended I come down to Sioux Falls and give it a shot. So that's kind of how I got my start in the band.
Now, you're in a group of what age group? There's everything from probably high school to what's the oldest player?
Right now, the oldest player, I think, is probably not that old. It's about 65.
That's younger than I am, so that's not too old.
Yeah, well, when I started, there was George. He was on horn. He's quite older than 65, wasn't he?
He was in his early 80s at that point.
Yep.
And, of course, the oldest person ever to play in the band was Paul Hoy, who was 93 during his last concert. And there was a student in the band, Emily Brandel, who's still playing in the band. And she was the youngest person ever to be a member of the band at 14. So there was quite a bit of age difference between the two of them.
You know, we're going to get into the schedule here a little bit, but you've got a special guest coming, and we want to talk about this a couple times because people, you know, their alarm clock's going off, they're taking a shower, they're having breakfast, they're driving to church or whichever. But you've got a very special date, July 27th, that when we talk about Sousa, this guy looks like the reincarnation of Sousa.
Right, this is Keith Bryan, who is the world's foremost expert on John Philip Sousa and his music. He's the conductor of the New Sousa Band, and he does all the arrangements of John Philip Sousa's marches so that it's edited the way Sousa himself had his bands play. Back in the day, Sousa would have one version of the music for his band and a different version for everybody else so that no other band playing a Sousa march sounded like the Sousa Band. It was on purpose so that people would come to hear his band. He was very good with the finances, shall we say.
Kind of like Grandma's special recipe for meatloaf.
Right. Yeah, wouldn't let anyone else play it exactly like he did. But Keith got some of the original music and listened to recordings and re-edited the marches that came out so no people could sound more like the Sousa Band. And Keith is not only an excellent Sousa conductor, but an excellent conductor in general. He's kind of like having him in town working with our band and also doing open rehearsals the day before where students and band directors are invited. It's like having master classes or coaching sessions with Phil Jackson on basketball.
When I think of Sousa, it's kind of like, how can you sit down? You feel like you got to be marching to the beat, you know? Now, is he going to be at the Terrace Park Band Show on July 27th at 8 p.m.? And it's, of course, free. All of
right.
the concerts are free. And you've got how many concerts in the schedule here?
35 or 36.
I think it totals, what, probably 17,000 people saw you last year?
Approximately, yes.
And
a lot of people come to these.
And they're free. And now you're attached to the Park Department and Park
right.
and Recreation. So I think you're one of the oldest city municipal bands in the region, at least, aren't you?
Right. One of the older ones in the nation. the, I think, second busiest municipal band in the nation with 35, 36 concerts a summer. We've done as many as 38. I think Allentown, Pennsylvania does two or three more a year. But, you know, we've been around since 1919 when there was a special election held to start a tax to start a municipal band.
Performing without interruption since 1919. Now, I think I remember a story about one of your first concerts. There was a big crowd. I remember that.
Right. There was a huge crowd. The first concert had 10,000 people at a time when I don't even know if Sioux Falls had 10,000 people in it. So people came in from out of town to hear this.
Well, that was a big deal back then. I remember when Lindbergh came to Renner, South Dakota, the Renner Airport, they had about 10,000 people at that. I mean, people would travel for miles on the old gravel roads. Tell us a little bit about the schedule. Now, you played yesterday for Armed Forces Day at the VA hospital, and that was a perfect day, wasn't it?
Absolutely beautiful weather, and it's always an honor to be a part of anything honoring those that have served our country.
In fact, your next concert will be Memorial Day at the VA hospital at 10 in the morning, and May 26th kind of kicks things off, and then you got June 1st, the grand opening. You got something special cooking up for that?
Well, we have a lot of different things as far as, you know, each concert has a theme. This one, I'm just going to pick my favorites that we have in our library and just sort of throw them all together on that concert.
Tyler, are you going to have a cornet solo coming up, or...?
I usually play a cornet solo once a year with the band, you know, and then most, you know, a lot of the pieces have little trumpet solos within it.
Well, I say cornet because I used to play cornet, but really trumpet is what you play.
Yeah, pretty much nowadays everybody plays the trumpet.
There is a difference, though, isn't there?
There is a difference.
What is the difference between a cornet and a trumpet?
I have no idea.
Not much. Well, actually,
I should know that.
Actually, a French horn is just kind of a bigger trumpet in a way. It's got more circles to it, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
It's French horn's a mellower sound, and the cornet is kind of between trumpet and French horn. It's more mellow than
the cornet does have a more mellow sound than the trumpet. Trumpet's a little bit brighter sound. So
yeah, that's what wakes the army up in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, June 1st, Terrace Park, your grand opening. Then June 8th at 3 in the afternoon, McKinnon Park with the band Shell there, Hills and Valleys. It's kind of ups and downs. What's that?
Right. Music about mountains. A lot of music about valleys. So that's where we're heading on that one.
And June 8th, Terrace Park, Out of This World. Is that going to be some science fiction? I know you've
space.
I know you've done Star Trek and Star Wars before.
Right. And I love that kind of thing. So that's what that's about. And then Victrola Voyage
at Dalrymple,
the next
on
June 10th,
yeah.
That's music of the time when people were listening to music on Victrolas. Teens, 20s, 30s, and even early 40s.
I remember a lot of people buying up old 78s and that from Remy sales, thinking they'd be worth something someday, but it never turned out that way, did it?
No, I mean, some of the earliest ones are, you know, I'm a record collector, mm-hmm. and I have disc records going back to 1895.
Holy cow, cylinders, too.
Yeah, I don't have any cylinders, but cylinders go back a little bit further than that, and 1895 is about the earliest where it's affordable. 1894, then all of a sudden, instead of $200 for a record, you're talking $5,000 to $10,000
comparatively
record.
Today, yeah. June 4th, yeah, I was going to say how many people would be buying records back then
Right, I'm talking now. I mean, literally, a $5,000, $10,000 bid on a record. That's too rich for my blood.
Which record is that?
From 1894 and earlier.
Holy cow. Who was singing back then? Do you remember any of the artists?
Gaskin. You know, that early, it was just a novelty. They didn't really get a lot of the big names because the recording quality was horrible.
Well, that's why they had opera houses.
Right.
You know, because people would sing it live back then. Yeah. Well, you've got True Heroes at Veterans Park on June 14th at 10 in the morning. That's a beautiful place, too.
Definitely. That's our Flag Day performance. And something like that, you know, kids, I've had, my wife and I are foster parents. Mm-hmm. And we've had little kids before, ranging from a year old to, you know, six so far is our maximum. But whenever we have kids that can understand, I'll tell them, you know how Superman or Spider-Man's a hero for you? Well, see that person over there in that military uniform? That's a real hero. That's a true hero. And that's where that comes from.
I was going to say, you played Victory at Sea, the NBC, you know, TV series song before. Maybe we can get you to play that again for one of these songs.
We love that one.
Children's Concert with Phil Baker at McKinnon Park on June 15th. And then you got Terrace Park. Let's Dance. Some disco, maybe?
We're going to have some disco. We'll have Gangnam Style. We have a cute arrangement of that. We have waltzes, two steps, and disco, dance music of any era, pretty much.
So you may want to stand up so you can tap your toes a little bit and move your feet. Touch Market Saints is going to be on June 17th there in the evening. Now, circus music is something in its own. And I think circus music has to be performed by a live municipal-type band to really be, you know, circus music.
Right. Very exciting. That's when it features the trumpet a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler gets a workout for that concert. These concerts that we did were programmed by Paul Hoy, the gentleman I mentioned earlier. He used to play in professional circus bands. He had a farm accident and lost most of the fingers of his left hand, so he became a professional bass drum player. Bass drum is a very difficult instrument to play, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
And he was an excellent bass drummer, and he would go through and program these concerts in a proper circus style. And all I do is I go back and I take a look at a program from years past that Paul programmed, and I just plug it into our season.
I would imagine the archives of the Sioux Falls Municipal Band, you've got sheet music going back how far?
To before the band started, because we inherited the music of one of the predecessor bands.
Mm-hmm.
So we have music from late 1800s.
Now that is something that needs to maybe be inventoried, and I think there's probably something you could discover in that those archives.
Oh, we actually still play some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the music is timeless. Some of it becomes dated rather quickly. You know, we had a couple of years ago Lady Gaga dated. But then you have some music from back in the day. You know, Mozart never will be dated.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on to the schedule. Play that funky oboe, Hot Boys. I think that's June 22nd. Now, it's starting to get pretty warm by then, Tyler. How do you stand up in that band shell? It's got to get pretty hot in that band shell sometimes on those warm days.
Yeah, on some of the warm days, we are really sweating. We wear our uniform. We wear black pants, mm-hmm. You know, a white shirt and a bow tie. We have a coat, but we don't hardly ever wear the coat once it starts to get warm. But this year, we actually will be getting new uniforms, which is great, to help keep us cool during the hot summer days. So we're going to be get to wear some khaki shorts and a nice white polo. So the uniform is going to be a lot better this year, and I think the rest of the band will really enjoy just being more comfortable when they're playing the concerts.
Yeah, I don't envy you having to be up there on a sunny day. The what does the sax say? That's going to be June 24th at Sunnycrest.
Right. Let's take off on that song, What Does the Fox Say?
Yeah.
And it'll be a saxophone feature, just like they played a funky oboe is an oboe feature.
And then Trail Ridge on June 29th, that's in the afternoon, For Sale. Now, this has got to be Sea Songs.
Right, because it's spelled S-A-I-L instead of S-A-L-E. And it'll be music of the ocean and things like that.
Maybe that's where you can put that Victory at Sea song I like so much.
Okay.
Veterans Park, though, again on July 1st. We're getting ready for the 4th of July. But South Dakota, 125 years old, kind of ceremony. We are 125 years old. And so is this going to be mainly South Dakota music or what?
Mostly, yeah. There's a lot of music. There was a famous composer in the band world named John Kakavas, who is from Aberdeen. And there's an old ragtime song from back in the 1900s by a South Dakota composer. We'll be playing that. And there's music that was written for, like, South Dakota All-State Band, so we'll play that. State song, you know, South Dakota, My Dakota.
Well, maybe some of Myron Floor and Lawrence Welk got to have a polka in there somewhere, don't you?
It's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that. Thank you.
I actually interviewed, I can't remember his first name, Mr. Yankovic. Al Yankovic, who wrote a lot of the polka songs. And I knew that he played in Sioux Falls at the old ballroom here. And this was in Cleveland, where they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They also have a Polka Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
And I was in there. He was getting his Grammy Award back to take home. His wife was trying to drag him out the door until he found out we were DJs. And he said, have you seen my latest CD? You know, he's in his 80s. And I said, you know, I know you played back in the old days in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Do you remember that? And he looked at me for about 10 seconds, and he said, what did you hear? But, you know, we used to get Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller and all of those, because we were kind of halfway between Minneapolis and Denver, and the train would have to take legally they could only travel so far without taking a break, you know. Oh, so Sioux Falls was kind of on the stop. We'd have a lot of Tuesday, Wednesday night concerts. Now, this Miz, the Wiz, and other Broadway favorites. Now, that's got to be a lot of favorite songs there. That's going to be June 29th at Terrace Park.
Right. Well, one nice thing about that is Les Mis is playing at the Orpheum Theater right now.
Yes, and a lot of people have really complimented on that.
Right, and we're going to actually have some of the people who starred in Les Mis performing with us for that. And then we'll do other things, probably something from Evita. And, of course, we have to have Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Well, Mr. Rick Huffman is with the Orpheum Theater, and that's a good tie-in. Now, A Night on the River, I want to take a minute on this because this is at the Greenway Amphitheater, and if you haven't been to the Greenway Amphitheater, give us a description of that.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's right on the river, near, if you know where the Wild Sage Grill is, Sharapa Place, mm-hmm. right near there, and the audience would be looking at the band, and right beyond the band is the river. Beautiful, beautiful.
July 2nd at 7 p.m., the Greenway Amphitheater. Again, this is all free. It's part of the Parks and Recreation. And there's something about water that music just kind of travels with.
Right.
And that's going to be interesting. I think that would be your favorite one. Now, of course, the Mayor's Picnic. It's the 4th of July. This is going to be 11:30 in the morning. American Pride. So this is going to be all of the 4th of July patriotic songs.
Right. God Bless the USA and, you know, all the... You know, I'm an unabashed patriot.
You bet.
And I love that concert. And the one that evening at the fairgrounds also is going to be very patriotic.
And in July 6th at Good Samaritan, you're going to have music from the USA too. So that'll be a little more variety of that.
Right.
And in Big Band, we all know what that is. That's going to be July 6th that evening at Terrace Park at 8 p.m. And that's going to be the, again, people are going to almost want to get up and dance to that.
Right. And again, that's something that will feature Tyler, and also our sax section, the trumpet section, trombone section.
People don't realize that Glenn Miller's In the Mood and Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock and Which Elvis song, and then Alan Jackson's Chattahoochee, they're all the same beat.
Oh, okay.
They're all the same BPM. They're all the same
right.
tempo. Mm-hmm. And just different generations.
Yep.
But you could blend them right on top of each other. Now, we're getting up to, let's see, the Zoo. On July 8th at the Inn on Westport. In other words, you do get around quite a bit around
town.
Oh, yes,
town. Definitely.
This is probably going to have some Disney movie-type music?
Right, anything to do with animals.
Mm-hmm. You know which animal movie I'm talking about, I think, where they have the chimpanzees and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that, Bare Necessities, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And I forget the title of the movie.
Now, having an 8-track mind, at 3 o'clock on July 13th at McKinnon. You and I know what an 8-track is. Do you know what an 8-track is, Tyler?
I was not around.
I don't
then.
Think you even see 8-tracks.
I was probably just being born.
Well, now 8-track is that the period of that time?
Right. It's music from the 70s when the 8-track tapes were mm-hmm. the big thing.
Well, that was
why they were, I have no idea, but they were.
That was the first time you could actually have something you could play music in your car besides
right.
the radio.
Yeah.
Because 45s, of course, would skip.
Of course, yeah.
And Go Big or Go Home at Terrace Park on July 13th in the evening. Go Big or Go Home. That's kind of a big band again or what?
Band playing loud.
Band playing loud. Okay.
Yeah. This is going to be Set Tone on Stun. Just really our big, bombastic, flashy stuff.
Well,
flashy,
then,
not just loud, but flashy.
Tyler, you're going to have your trumpet blaring pretty good there then.
Oh, yeah.
You won't have one of those cones in it. You'll be broadcasting.
One of the mutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No mutes involved here.
Say It With Awe, the clarinet. Now, this is going to be one of your favorites. Are you going to do a little bit of solo on this?
I'm going to solo at the last concert, the grand finale, actually. This year it's the second last concert.
Okay.
But this is going to feature the clarinet section. We have an incredible clarinet section. Actually, the whole band is amazing. I was counting mm-hmm. it up. We have 20 members of the band with at least a bachelor's degree in music. We have five that also have a master's degree, and then an additional three have a doctorate in music. So it's an incredible band. I like to feature people. Clarinet section, obviously, Say It With Awe is sort of a tongue-in-cheek thing for me because I'm a clarinetist, but Yeah.
Well, that'll be Bethany Lutheran, July 15th. Yeah. Active Generations now cruising after the car show. Are they going to have old cars there too?
Yes, we're going. They have a car show, and right after the car show's over, it ends at, I think, 7 o'clock or 7:30.
At Active Generations. Now, right. You've got an old car, don't you?
Well, we're getting it delivered soon. 1927 Model T.
Okay. Well, after I'm going to have to go out on that. Now, July 20th at McKinnon Park in the afternoon, On Fire. And you're going to be featuring Sioux Falls' oldest fire truck. I haven't seen that before.
It's from the 20s. I can't remember exactly when. Maybe 1922. And depending on if they need it at that point, they may also park a modern one next to it. But the only caveat is they said, if there's a fire, we're cranking it up right then. Sirens going, and you just have to stop the concert till we get out of there.
That would be a great time. You know, it's July 20th. It's going to be beautiful in the park, Terrace Park, or McKinnon Park. All those walnut trees, you know. Yep. I take my dog to McKinnon Park for a treat because every tree has a squirrel. She loves it there. But On Fire, now what kind of music is that going to be?
There's actually quite a bit of music about fires, firefighting, things like that.
Heavy metal, the Low Brass. Terrace Park on July 20th at 8 p.m. Now, is this the heavy metal that we're thinking of?
No, this isn't heavy metal as in rock music. It's just the instruments are heavy and they're made of metal.
Okay. Well, I like your puns. July 22nd at Good Samaritan Center, Swing It Don't Mean a Thing If...
It ain't got that polyrhythmical feel. It ain't got that swing. So
again, you're going to want to dance. Now, people can get up and dance a little bit, can't they?
Of course.
Yeah. And Tuta Flute's going to be at Primrose on July 22nd at 3 in the afternoon. So how many flutists do you have?
Three. That's okay. Enough.
Yep.
They know how to play. So you could hear them just as well as you could hear most any other instrument.
Well, of course, July 27th, again, at Terrace Park is that Sousa with Keith Bryan. And if it's rain, it's going to be at the Orpheum Theater. Is this the Sunday that you're going to be playing at Baltimore?
No.
Okay.
I'm only doing that. June 8th is when I'm going to be.
Because Keith Bryan's going to be conducting the orchestra, I believe, on that day, isn't he?
Right, he's conducting the band, and I'll probably just sit in the audience, although I've given some thought to playing because it's such a pleasure playing under Keith. And just, again, band directors and students, the day before, which is July 26th, from 10 to 12:30, and then from 2 to 4, we're at the Orpheum Theater Complex doing rehearsals with Keith, and come in and... We'll have chairs for you to watch. You're not going to be able to play, but you'll be able to watch, listen, and learn.
Well, he even looks like Sousa, if you see his picture. In fact, the brochure is for the municipal band. Where can they get to pick up some of these schedules at?
Well, we drop them off at various restaurants and places like that. Bagel Boy, the music stores, you know, Schmidt Music, K&M, and Sioux Falls Music.
Do you drop them off at Lewis, maybe?
I'll see if Lewis will let us do that. Sometimes companies allow us and sometimes they don't, but that's a good idea.
Then July 29th, will be at Good Sam Luther Manor. Cornucopia, is that music for the copying machine or what?
Cornucopia. Corno is word for the horn, Italian word for horn. So that's a horn feature. We have a great horn section.
So, Tyler, you're going to be doing your thing with the cornet. Tell us some of the songs that are your favorite that you're going to be playing this summer, that you're really looking forward to really getting in there and having fun with. Mm-hmm. There's so many of them, I don't
know. Yeah, there's so many pieces that we play. I wouldn't even be able to guess how many we play each year, at least 100.
Last year we played 214 pieces.
214 pieces, so there's a lot mm-hmm. of stuff in there. Some of my favorites are the... just the classic band literature stuff that's been written, you know, in the last 25 years. So
is it getting harder to find sheet music for a lot of this stuff now, or with all of the MP3 thing going on? Or?
No, it's actually quite easy because every year arrangers and composers come up with new pieces. And so I know that I can pick anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it has a melody that I think I like, I know the band can play it.
I think they even have programs now that if you play the song, it'll write the music for it.
They do, yes.
You know, yeah, computers do everything. Well, now, August 3rd, people are getting ready for back to school almost by then. You got a rain date at McKinnon Park in case one of the others rains out. But then August 3rd at 8 p.m. at Terrace Park, you got the grand finale. And then, again, if there is rain, it's at the Orpheum Theater. The grand finale is usually a pretty big thing. you know, are you going to have cannons again? Or?
No. They nixed that idea a while ago.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite concerts. 1812? You know, we get a big crowd. It's just, it's always a lot, you know, more fun to play when you have a huge crowd and they're really, you know, into it. And, you know, by the end of the concert season, you know, the band is really gelling. You know, we're doing harder music and we're doing it a lot better. So it's just really fun to play at a quality level for a bunch of people and finish off the season.
One more concert, August 6th at 7 p.m., again back at the Greenway Amphitheater, which I think that Greenway Amphitheater is going to be a real draw for a lot of events coming up. Your encore performance, it's a little band music. Is this kind of, what do you call a little band music?
Well, it's a sort of a takeoff on a little night music. And originally I was worried that we wouldn't be able to fit the whole band. So it was going to be music played by a band that was smaller than normal. And we may have to leave out four or five people. So it's not going to be a big difference. But it's kind of a general kind of a theme. So I have free leeway, whatever my heart desires, sort of like the grand opening, whatever I desire that week I'm coming up with the music for that program.
Just to have passion and fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Sean Bogart, tell us about him.
He's one of our MCs. He's an English teacher, also sometimes plays trumpet in the band. And he subbed one time. We needed somebody. He said, well, I'm willing to do this. And Sean's kind of quiet. So honestly, I was a little skeptical. And he gets up there and has me laughing so hard that I had to be careful when I would take a sip not to spew out the drinks. I was laughing so hard. And I was really surprised that somebody who is so quiet in real life is so outgoing and hysterically funny.
Yeah, he's just a smart guy, and he knows exactly what to say to introduce the music, you know, in a way that's sometimes funny, but, you know, professional at the same time. So
his wife Kimberly is in the band too?
Yes, yeah, Principal Horn.
Yep.
And his toddler son Benjamin, does he bring him along sometimes?
Once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got to be over 2 years old now, so now he can, you know, kind of run around at the parks and stuff. So
a future municipal band person. So bring your lawn chair or blanket, join us at the Municipal Celebration of Summer, which again is, you know, kicking off at the VA Hospital May 26th, June 1st at the Terrace Park Grand Opening. We forgot to mention Phil Baker at the children's concert. Now, American Pie and all of that kind of stuff is Phil Baker.
Right, Phil was actually the official entertainment at the White House Easter egg roll twice so far since 2001. I can't remember if it was both times under George W. Bush and, you know, got to meet him, or once under President Bush and once under President Obama. So I don't know.
That'll be the children's concert in McKinnon Park on June 15th at 3 in the afternoon. We didn't talk about the children's songs, but I suppose you got a little bit of Chicken Dance maybe? Or
we don't have Chicken Dance, but
we do a conga line with the kids. So we play, you know, some Latin music, and the kids get to make a Latin train line and dance around and stuff.
Yeah, the Chicken Dance actually is called the Little Bird Polka. It's really a polka.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Going through it in my head, it sounds like a polka.
Yeah, it is. But the common denominator is the uplifting strains of music by the Sioux Falls Municipal Band. All the concerts are free. It's open to the public. So they can, you know, contact the park department. They can, you know, set aside maybe some space, some tables for a picnic or a reunion.
Right.
And enjoy the music. And Parks and Recreation, they can go to their website, which is go to the Sioux Falls City website, siouxfalls.org. Right. Go to Parks, and then they can also go to the Municipal Band then.
Right, and they can also look us up on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Go on Facebook, like us, and then they'll have reminders of concerts that we're doing. Frequently, we'll have the actual list of the music that we're playing.
All right.
Which we're going to start with our June 1st concert.
Well, our time is up. I want to thank very much Tyler Nettleton, Principal Nettleton, Principal Cornett, and Mr. Christopher Hill, the conductor. I want to thank you for being with us on Forum.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.